You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. In today's episode, Jeff Fish explores the personal side of the gifts of healing, how the Holy Spirit chooses and empowers ordinary believers to carry extraordinary power. These gifts aren't random. They're intentional. And if you're filled with the Spirit, you might be carrying something far more powerful than you realize. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. I hope you're ready, because today we are going to take this deeper. We've already laid the foundation for what the gifts of healing are. We've seen how Jesus and the apostles moved in healing everywhere that they went. But now it's time to look in the mirror. Today, we are talking about you. Yes, you. Not just the preacher, the prophet, or the person on the stage. We are talking about ordinary, Spirit-filled believers who have been chosen by God to carry healing. And if you've ever doubted that God could use you in this way, this episode is your wake-up call. So let's start with our key verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 says, "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills." That's it. That's the whole point. The Spirit distributes the gifts, not man, not denominations, and not traditions. The Spirit chooses, and he does it individually, according to his will. That means you don't need to campaign for it. You don't need to earn it. You don't need to fake it. You just need to be available when he calls. Now, to understand this, we first need to recognize that God isn't looking for the most polished or popular. He's looking for the most surrendered. If you study the people God used to heal throughout Scripture, you'll find a consistent pattern: availability. The ones God uses are the ones who say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Think about Ananias in Acts chapter 9. We don't know much about him. He wasn't one of the apostles. He wasn't known as a miracle worker. Yet God told him to go lay hands on Saul. Yes, that Saul, who had been blinded on the road to Damascus. And Ananias was terrified, but he obeyed. And what happened? Saul received his sight, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and became Paul, the greatest missionary of the early church. What if Ananias had said no? What if he had disqualified himself because of fear or insecurity? What if he'd said, "That's not my gift"? You see, the gift of healing isn't about our comfort. It's about his kingdom. It's about obedience. It's important to understand that the gifts of healing don't always look the same in every vessel. Just like God gives varieties of gifts and varieties of ministries, the gifts of healing can manifest in different ways, depending on the situation and the person. One person might often see migraines healed. Another might see breakthrough in infertility. One may be led to lay hands, and another may speak healing through a word of knowledge. Don't limit God to one method, and don't limit yourself because your method doesn't look like someone else's. Some of you listening have disqualified yourselves from being used in healing because you've been wounded yourself. You think, "How can I pray for others when I'm still battling pain, sickness, or disappointment?" But hear me, your wounds don't disqualify you. They make you dangerous, because when you still choose to pray, when you still choose to step out in faith, even when you're bleeding, that's when the enemy starts to tremble. God delights in using the weak to shame the strong. He delights in using the broken to bring breakthrough. So don't wait until you feel perfect to be used in healing. Step out now. The power is His. The obedience is yours. Now let me take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Paul writes, "But we have this treasure in earthen containers, so that the extraordinary greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves." You are that earthen vessel. You're not the source. You are the container. And when you yield your life to the Holy Spirit, you become a carrier of healing power. That's not pride. It's purpose. Now let's shift to another truth. The Holy Spirit doesn't distribute gifts based on age, gender, or spiritual pedigree. The moment that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are a candidate to be used in the supernatural. If you're saved, surrendered, and Spirit-filled, then healing can flow through you. In Acts chapter 2, verse 17, Peter quotes Joel saying, "And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my Spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams." All flesh, not just church leaders, not just missionaries, but all who believe. This is where it gets interesting, because some people are walking around with gifts that they haven't even unwrapped. You've been asking God for breakthrough when He's already placed the tool inside of you to bring it. It's like carrying around jumper cables while your spiritual battery is dead, and then never realizing you were meant to transfer power to someone else. So how do you unwrap this gift? First, ask. James chapter 4, verse 2 says, "You do not have because you do not ask." Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what He's placed inside of you. Now, second is listen. When you're praying for someone, don't just talk, but listen. The Holy Spirit may whisper a word, show you a mental picture, or prompt a specific action. Obedience is the key to unlocking manifestation. Third is act. Don't wait until you feel something. Faith is not a feeling, it's a decision. The more you step out, the more you grow in sensitivity. The gift sharpens with obedience. And fourth, stay humble. Never forget that the power is God's. Pride is poison to the gifts of the Spirit. So stay low, stay yielded. Point every healing, every breakthrough, and every miracle back to Jesus. Now let me give you a warning, and I say this in love. If you bury the gift, it won't grow. If you ignore the prompting, it will dull. The Holy Spirit is not a force to manipulate. He's a person to walk with. And if He's entrusted you with a gift, He expects you to steward it. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells the parable of the talents. The servant who buried his gift was rebuked, not because he lost it, but because he never used it. Let that not be said of us. May we be a generation that activates what we've been given. Now, as we bring this to a close, I want to speak to the hungry ones. The ones who've said, "God, use me." The ones who've whispered in the dark. There has to be more. Well, let me confirm it for you. There is more. There's a gift in you waiting to be stirred. There's power in you waiting to be released. You may not feel qualified. You may not feel ready. But guess what? The Spirit does not ask for your resume. He asks for your yes. So as you go about this week, consider this. What if the healing someone else is waiting for you to walk in obedience? Pray this with me. Holy Spirit, I surrender. I say yes, not because I'm qualified, but because you are worthy. Use me to carry your healing power to those who need it most. I won't wait for a stage. I'll start in the streets. I won't wait to feel ready. I'll say yes now. Let your gifts flow through my life for your glory alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, tomorrow we are going to expose what the enemy doesn't want you to know. That healing isn't just compassion, it's confrontation. We'll talk about how healing breaks spiritual chains and pushes back the darkness every time you say yes. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.